All the time, no matter what's going on, you are launching these rockets of desire, step one. And step two is being answered immediately. So your work is step three, which means when you said, you quoted us when you said, Abraham, you said that we must think about what we want. And we do. We say, think about and speak about, talk about what you want rather than about what you don't want. But the clarification that we want to give you, and it's a big one, is that you've done most of the work through living life and through putting things over there in the vibrational escrow. Now your work is to relax in an attitude of now receiving what you've been asking for. Now, we acknowledge that when you're working really hard, especially if you're working on things that you don't want to do, it's possible that so much action could be hindering you and keeping you from really allowing yourself what you're wanting. But think about this. Earlier we talked about the woman who had arthritis in her hips, who could find hope rather than worry. So we want to say to you that even in the midst of a very busy day, you could be busy and you could be thinking thoughts such as, oh, I'm too busy and I'm not getting as much done about what I want, which is upstream. Or you could be thinking thoughts such as, I'm really good at what I do and I've worked this into a very good job and I'm very well paid for what I do and I'm very happy on my path of prosperity. And even though you're doing the same action, you're feeling resistant or allowing. And the only thing you have to remember is, in the allowing attitude, you're allowing all of the things that are over there in vibrational escrow to come to you. There is nothing wrong with being busy. But if you're busy and negative, you're not allowing your vibrational escrow to come to you or you to it. If you're busy and productive feeling, if you're busy and proud, if you're busy and inspired, if you're busy and happy about what you're doing, then it doesn't matter how busy you are, it's the attitude that is giving you the indication of your vibrational basis. You see what we are talking about?
Oh, very much.
You don't have, and the other thing that a lot of people think about, and we could hear it in your question there somewhere, is people tend to think that they have to think specifically about what they want and only about what they want in order to rein that in. And we want you to understand you've already launched it. It's already created. It's already making its way to you. You rein it in, so to speak, by being happy in whatever you're doing in whatever moment you're in. In other words, you could have 100 things that are important to you or more, and in fact you do, all in the process of coming to fruition without ever turning another thought toward them. You just can't think contradictory thoughts. So you can't think thoughts like, I'm too busy, and Esther teases with Jerry about that. He'll say, it's good for us to make better plans. And Esther will say, I'm too busy to make better plans. And she's always kidding about it, but that's sort of the thing that our physical friends say. You've got to find a way of relaxing the tension in your vibration before you can allow the well-being that you want to come. And that's mostly what we're feeling from you. We can feel that you've got yourself into a sort of action frenzy, and you can be doing a lot of action without the frenzy. So it's more about talking to yourself in a way that brings you into a place of alignment. So did you feel the difference between saying, I have too much to do, and I have well chosen my life?
Oh, yes, and I feel it all the time. I mean, I make that choice a lot, and a lot of time I make the downstream choice. Since I met you, I changed my attitude about my job. I said, oh, now I know what to do. And I wrote 5 or 6 pages of positive aspects about my job.
All right, so
I love my job.
So give us some dialogue.
But I want to get rid of it now, and I don't know how to... Like, I did it joyfully. Now it's time to move on. But I don't... So it's the resistance, because as soon as you said to let go of the resistance, my shoulders kind of let down.
Well, you see,
just
when
don't
you,
know how to.
When you say things like... 25 years. I've been doing this 25 years. But feel the difference between saying, I've paid the price for 25 years, and during those 25 years, I've come to greater clarity about things I want in life. Whole different vibration. I've paid the price is always upstream.